The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 10th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Athame deva sanmoham apakastam tam arasi jo abagraha अहम अमेति ती तस्मी एतस्मिन् जूजितस्तया. सो देवहिते एक्सेप्टिंग और एक्सेप्टेड हर सन कपिल देव एज गुरु एंड नाउ ही इज प्लेसिंग द प्रॉब्लम एंड हाउ टू सॉल्व इट. So, to go to Guru means to solve the material problem, not temporary problem. I've got some disease, give me some mantra so that I am cured, or I am in poverty, give me some mantra, I can get money. Not like that. To deliver me from the sanmoha, illusion, aham mameti. This material life is a sanmoha, aham mameti. Atab, the material life begins Pungshang Sriyang Mithuni Bhavami Tat. This material life is described in four lines. What is this material life? Pungshang Sriyang Mithuni Bhavami Tat. Itat. This material life is nothing but an attraction of sex. Pungshang Sriyang. The man is after woman, and woman is after man. This is material life, beginning. Everywhere, not only human society, even in bird society, dog society, cat society, or demigod society, everywhere you'll see this sex attraction. Pungshang Sriyang Mithuni Bhava Metat. Kayur mitha hridayaganti mahu. And they are seeking, and as soon as they are joined together to satisfy the sex desire, they are the, I am to say, attraction becomes more and more tight. Then, atat grihacheta sutata vittai. Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. So as soon as they are combined, they require one house or apartment or cottage or nest. Something must be private. Atak griha, chetra, then to work, to earn livelihood, one must have some land. Either you construct skyscraper building or till it or get some food grain. Atha griha chetra suta. Then without children, married life is frustrated. Putra hinam griham sunnam. Married life without children is void. Vidya hinam jivanam sunnam. If one is not educated, his life is vacant. Or vacant. Vidyahinam jivanam sunnam vikasunnam devabandha. And if you go to some foreign country, if there is no deva, temple, God's temple, or friend, that is also useless. Putrahinam griham sunnam. And if you have no children, the so-called married life is also void. and sarvasunam daridrata. And if you are poor in poverty, then everything is zero. Even if you have got wife, or even if you have got education, if you have got friend, everything is, that is Chanakapandi's advice. So, this family life is attraction. Griha Chetra, then Suta, children, then Apta, relatives. In this way, Janasya Mohayam Ahangamameti, he becomes entangled in this material life. But that is moho. That is not fact. It is moho in this sense, because we have to change this body. In this body, I have created something, griha, chetra, suto, apta, vitta, and at the time of death, as Krishna says, mrityu sarva harascha aham. Krishna takes out everything as death. Your griha, your house, your land, your wife, your children, your friend, your reputation, everything is taken out. And then you have to begin another life. Tathā drihāntara prāpti. You are not dead. You are living eternally. Nā hannate hannamāne sarīre. This body is finished. You have to accept another body. And that you do not know what kind of body you will get. There are so many bodies. Jalajānam lakkhāni sthāvarāla khavimshati. 8,400,000 forms of body. So, you have to enter some of them, one of them. So in this way our life is going on. But, temporarily, if we are situated in a position, this is my wife, this is my children, this is my house, this is my country, this is my nation, this is my ahangamameti. This illusion. You will not be allowed to stay in the circumstances of ahamamameti. That's a fact. Everything will be taken away. But we are attached to this. This is material life. Therefore, Devahuti proposes that jo abhagraha, this false conception of life, ahamamameti, I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, or I am Brahmin, I am Kshatri, this abhagraha, it is called upadhi, designation, for the timing. Just like you become minister for 5 years or 3 years or president. Just like Nixon was president. Now he is not president. So this is an upadhi. You are Indian, American, this, that, they are all upadhi. Therefore, if we attach, if we are attached to the upadhi, that is called avagraha, ahangamamiti. And according to the upadhi, I become attached to me and mine. I am this, I am that, and it is mine. But actually, they are all illusion. Fact it is, if you suppose just like this president was 5 years, very powerful, now he is dragged down, then what is the value? What is the value? Say it may be for 5 years or 50 years or at most 100 years. Or a million years, just like Brahma. But they are all temporary. In the eternal time, 5 years or 10 years or 100 years or 5 million years, they are all limited. They are not eternal. But we are eternal. We living entities, we are eternal. So, why we should be illusioned by the non-eternal? That is called illusion. That is called gyan. I learn from Bhagavad Gita that I am eternal. There is no birth, there is no death. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit, kadachit, at any time. Not that it has begun now, no. Never we are born. Na hannate hannavani, so this is the fact. So why I shall be interested in something non-eternal? This is called knowledge. If I am eternal and my position is to enjoy life, anandamaya vyasa, by nature I am part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha and Krishna says, mamaivamsa jiva-bhuta. So qualitatively I am also Sachidananda. So why I am enjoying this temporary life for 10 years or 20 years or 200 years? This is called knowledge. Itat jnanam. Adar jnanam, they are not jnanam. I have said many times, they are arts, silpa. To live for some time and make some artistic way a living condition and forget my real problem. Janma mittu jara vyadi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. So, for this purpose, one should approach Guru. Tasmad gurum pravadeta. One who is actually interested for spiritual life, he should inquire about a Guru. Not as a fashion, let me keep one Guru. Tasmad gurum prapadeta jigyasu sre uttamam. Just like Devahuti is doing. Uttamam. Something beyond this darkness. Tama means darkness. And ut means above. Uttam, that is uttamam. So one who is interested, uttama life means the spiritual life. Tama life means this material life. Tamasima jyotirgama. If you can transcend this darkness, the world of darkness, and if you come to the world of light, that is required. So, Devahuti, in the previous verse, accepted his son, Kapilde. Pungsam Ishara Vai Bhavan Pila Lokasa Tamasandhasya Lokasa Tamasandhasya Chakshu Surya Ibodita. You are just like the sun. Sun, when the morning, the sun is arisen, then all darkness immediately gone. Similarly, you have arisen, God, Krishna, or His incarnation. When they come, the darkness of this material world, illusion, is dissipated. Just like Krishna, in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead came, the darkness, illusion, Arjuna's illusion, was counteracted. He was also thinking, ahangamameti. Why shall I fight with my relatives, the other side? So, this was darkness, angmamati. Either you maintain or you love this illusory position, that is sanmoham. This very word is used here. Atha med eva sanmoham apakastam tamaharasi sanmoham, sammag rupena moham, sammoham. The material life, aham mamete, we have created some situation, my and mine. All this is false, illusion, although it is false, you are so much attached to it. So, you require to dissipate apakastam, this misconception. That is the business of Guru. Ajnana Trimidandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. This is Guru. Guru's business is that we are in the darkness of this illusion, my and mine, and the whole world is going on, the fight between nation and nation, between society and society, community and community, brother and brother, father and mother, or so many. Simply this ahamamiti, this much mine, why you are interfering in my business? There must be fight. This illusion is going on. But we do not belong to any one of them. It is temporary. Just like in railway compartment, if there is some crowd, somebody fights. Why you have pushed me? Why you have taken my seat? And there is a very big fight. And somebody tolerates. I shall sit here for 2 hours or for 3 hours, why shall I fight? This is one mentality. And another mentality is that he knows that for the 2 hours or 3 hours or some other hours, he will remain in that compartment, but there is fight. Because ahang mameti, but 2 hours seat, he is thinking, mine, permanent seat, why you should intrude upon my seat? This is going on. Nobody will be allowed to stay here in this material world. He will have to change the body, his position. Dukkhalayam asasatam. And so long he will remain here, he will have to fight, struggle for existence. This is material life. And at the same time, if you make compromise, then never mind, it is full of miseries, I shall stay here. No, we cannot be allowed. You'll be kicked out. Dukkhalam asasatam. This is the material. So, and we have got very much attachment for this material world. We cannot. Therefore, according to Vedic system, there is compulsory renunciation. Get out, please, immediately. Panchasodhang bhajang bhajat. You are now past 50 years. That's all right. You have falsely fought in this material world. Aham mamete. Now stop this business. Come out. This is Vedic civilization. As soon as you are 50 years, you may, just like children, they play in the beach, making sand house and so on. Now the father, when the time is up, now my dear children, stop this business. Come out. Come here. Home. So we have to do that. This is the business of Guru, to teach the student detachment, that this world is not your place. Your place is Vaikuntha Loka. Krishna comes for this purpose. Jada jada hi dhanma saglani bhavati bharat. This is dharmasaglani, when we become too much attached with this material world. That is called dharmasaglani. What is dharma? Dharmantu sakshat bhagavattanitam. Dharma means the order of the Supreme Person. That is dharma. The order of the Supreme Person is, so open to everyone. Nobody can say that I do not know what is the order of the Supreme. I do not carry out. That is another thing. But the order of the Supreme is there. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji manga namaskuru. Just become my devotee. Always think of me. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji, worship me. You haven't got to worship anyone else. Mam ekam. The order is open, but we will not do it. That is another thing. We will not accept. But still Krishna comes. When this dharma is disobeyed, Krishna comes. Therefore Krishna says to Arjuna, because you are my friend, I am just talking to you, the most confidential dharma. Because I have spoken to you in so many ways, but because you are my intimate friend, so I am talking to you now, the most essential part of dharma. What is that? Now, whatever I have said, you can give up. Sarva dharma anparityajya. I have explained to you about so many yoga systems, but this is the real yoga system. Sarva dharma anparityajya mam ekam saranam. So, this dharma is taught by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by His incarnation, by His devotee, by saintly person. This is real dharma, but we do not take it. That is another thing. But if we take it, then we become benefited. So here it is said, you are my spiritual master, although you are my son, but I accepted you as my spiritual master. I know you can deliver me from this darkness of ignorance. So, atha deva sammoham apakustam. I'm attached to this material world, that is illusion, sammoham apakustam. Now, you dissipate this sammoham. So, Guru means repeatedly his business is to enlighten the disciple how to become detached to this material world. Simply detachment will not help you. The other philosophy, Shunyavadi, that you make zero this material detachment. No, that is not possible. We have got, because we are Anandamaya, we want Ananda, Sat Chit Ananda. Actually, we are searching after eternal life, Sat, that is Sat, eternal life. And Chit means knowledge, and Ananda, Sat Chit Ananda. We are seeking that. Partially, if we simply understand eternity, that will not help us. We must have blissful knowledge. So the Mayavadi, those who are impersonalists, they want to make these material varieties of life zero, because they are very much disgusted with this material life. So, jagat mithya, they say, this is mithya, this is false. But we say that it is not mithya. It is, mithya means false. It is not false. It is truth. But you are using it in a false way. That is obvious. This is the expansion of energy of Krishna. So this energy you are not utilizing for Krishna, but you are utilizing the energy for your sense gratification. That is mistake. But otherwise, how it can be false? It is not false. It is creation of God. Krishna says, bhumi rapa analo vayu khangamano buddhiro buddhiro binna prakriti me astadha. Me. It is Krishna's energy. How Krishna's energy can be false? If Krishna is truth, Krishna's energy is also truth. But it means just like the cloud. You cannot say the cloud is false. Cloud is fact. Although it is temporary, the cloud does not remain in the sky permanently. It appears and again disappears. But when it appears, there is rain. There is reaction of the rain, vegetation on the ground, on the field. How you can say it is false? But it is temporary. That is actual philosophy. So this material world is not false, as the Mayavadi philosopher says. Brahma-satta-jagan-mithya. Jagan-dhau is not mithya. It is fact. but we are using it in a way which is false. We are using it in the way for our sense gratification. That is false. But the material world is not false. Our Krishna consciousness movement is just to teach people how to use it properly. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Just like we are utilizing this microphone. It is not false, but we are utilizing it for spreading Krishna consciousness. And if you use it for something else, for some political propaganda or some other propaganda, then it is false. But if you use it for propagating Krishna consciousness, it is not false. Therefore, the conclusion is, the microphone is not false. Its use is false. If you properly use, that is wanted. Krishna consciousness movement is for that purpose. Ishava samidam sadbam. Everything Krishna's. Everything of the Supreme Personality belongs to Him. Actually, that is the fact. So if we misuse it for our purpose or for our sense gratification, that is false. So, here, Devahuti is requesting Bhagavan Kapildev that I am in this illusion, aham mameti, by false conception of life. Kindly, dissipate this illusion because you are my guru. Jo avagraham aham mameti iti edasmin jojitastaya. You can say, then how I am engaged in these material activities. That is also the chance is given, the opportunity is given by Krishna. Krishna is very kind. He says, je yathamang prabhadante tang tathaiva bhajam. If you want Krishna to give you material advantages, he'll give you. Take it. And if you want from Krishna, again, revival of your spiritual life, then he'll give you. Therefore, Krishna says, je yathamang prabhadante. Krishna is very kind, just like a kind father. He says, sometimes, my dear boy, you don't do this. But if the boy, if the son persists, all right, you can do it at your risk. This is going on. This is going on. Krishna bhuliya jeevi bhogavan chakare. Pasete maya tare japotiya dhare. Maya means, when you forget Krishna, and you want to enjoy this material world, to the best, capacity, means as far as we can do with our senses, Krishna gives us opportunity. Krishna gives us opportunity. Therefore, so many varieties of life. If somebody wants to eat without any discrimination, anything, there are many persons, even in the so-called civilized world, they eat anything and everything. But that is misuse of life. Human life is meant for eating Krishna's prasadam, not anything and everything. That is not human life. Human life is meant for eating jagyasistasino santam uchchante sarvakilmise. Because this material life is all sinful life. Because everything belongs to Krishna and we are possessing things for my satisfaction. This is sinful. Criminal. Suppose if your property I use for my sense gratification, it is criminal. Similarly, everything belongs to Krishna. Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvaloko maheswaram. Krishna says, I am the proprietor. So, if you don't acknowledge that, if you use this word for your sense gratification, then you are criminal. Therefore, it is said that you offer jagga, offer to Krishna. then you take it. Jagyasista sino santa muchante sarvakirmisa. You bring things, you have to eat. That's a fact. Krishna is giving you opportunity of eating nice things. Food grains, fruits, flowers, milk, so many things. So, you prepare, offer to Krishna. That is called yajna. Yajna means satisfaction of the Supreme Person. That is called yajna. So, yajnyarthe karma natra lokayam karma manyana. If you do not work for performing yajna, then you are becoming entangled. Jagyarthe karma natra lokayam karma bandhana. And if you perform yajna and then you enjoy tena tak tena bhunjitha, we require our maintenance of life and soul. That is a fact. But tena tak tena bhunjitha, you enjoy everything which is given to you as prasadam, as remnants, as mercy. This is Vaishnava life. Vaishnava life means they do not, what is this temple? The temple is they are being trained up how to accept the remnants of foodstuff of Krishna. We don't cook for ourselves. If we cook for ourselves, then, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, je pachanti atmakarana bhunyante te abhanga papam. That simply eating sinful things, and people are doing that, they do not offer to Krishna, and they eat whatever they like. The result is that you have misused this opportunity of human life to understand Krishna and go back to home, back to Godhead, so that you will be happy eternally, you will be freed from this entanglement of bhutta bhutta praliyate. You enjoy one duration of life, again you have to give it up, and then you accept another duration of life, bhutta bhutta praliyate. This human life is meant for getting rid of this business, taking birth and dying, taking birth and dying. This opportunity is given, but if you do not use it properly, you use it as cats and dogs and hogs, then by nature's law, you will get the body, next life, cats and dogs and hogs. You eat, even stool, because you had no discrimination in eating. The all right, you can now eat the pig's body, hog's body you get, and eat even up to stool. That opportunity is given. And you have sex life with your mother and sister. You see, hog's life, they have no sex discrimination. They do not discriminate, it is, she is my mother, she is my sister. No. So this is hog's life. Therefore Shastra said, that don't be foolish to lead a life like hogs. Nayang deho deho bhajang niloke kastana kamana arhati birbhujangji. The material civilization should not be like that. What is that? Now, simply for sense gratification. Nayang deho deho bhajang niloke kastana kamana. That sense gratification is also not very easy. People are working so hard. They are stealing, even risking life. So many things. That is not very easy going life. Kashtan kama. Everything is studied by Shastra. Arhati, birbhujanga. This kind of life is meant for the hogs. So human life is not meant for like that. Human life is meant for tapasya. Kapo dibvang putraka jina suddhe satya. Suddhe. You have to purify your existence. Now, our existence is not purified. We get this contaminated body and change it. Again, another contaminated body, another, just like one man is suffering from disease. one contamination and then another contamination. This is not life. You purify yourself. And that purification begins when you accept the life of austerities. Tapasya. Tapasya means voluntarily accepting something. This is not inconvenient. Just like in our society, it is enjoined, the students, they should voluntarily accept the principle, no illicit sex life, no meat eating, no fish eating, no nothing of this sort, no intoxication, and no gambling. This is tapasya, especially for these European American students. They are from the beginning of their life, they are accustomed to these habits. But they have voluntarily given up on my word, and that is Guru's business, so to purify so that he may be saved from this illusion. He must be purified. So this little inconvenience for higher happiness, that is desired, that is required. Tapo dibbanga putraka jina suddhita satya jasmad brahma saukham anantam. Anantam. You are after happiness, but you do not know how to enjoy happiness. That you do not know. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sukham atantikam jatat tat otindriya grayam. Otindriya. Not these false senses. We want sense enjoyment, but not these covered senses. We are spiritual. We have got spiritual body. That body is now covered with this material garment. Therefore, it is covered. The senses are covered. With covered senses, you cannot enjoy, actually. The senses must be open. That means you can enjoy life when your senses are open, not covered by this material body. That is recommended. One who is interested in Krishna consciousness, it is said, sarvapadhi vinimuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam means purified. You have to become purified. And sarvapadhi vinimuktam. Now we are in covered by this material body means I am covered by so many designations. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. These are all coverings, material. So you have to get free, freedom from this covering. You should not think that I am American or Indian or this or that. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, Jiver Sarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. When you understand simply that I am eternal servant of Krishna, that is sarvapadhi vininmuktam, nirmala. And with that conception applied, rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Rishikena means when your senses are now clean, without any covering, then with that senses, when you try to satisfy Krishna, rishikena rishikesa sevanam, Krishna's name is another Rishikesha. Sinaya Rubhaya Madhya Rishikesha Sthapayame Ochita. The Rishikesha name is there. Rishikesha means actually Krishna is the master of the senses. We are not proprietor of the senses. Krishna is the proprietor of the senses. So when our senses are purified and we apply them, after all our senses are employed for satisfaction of somebody, myself or somebody else, actually somebody else. That is kaam, krodh, lo, moho, matsarya, that is illusion. We are not serving ourselves. We are serving our lusty desires. Kaam, krodh. I am angry, therefore I am killing somebody. So, that is not mine, but I am servant of the anger. I am servant. I am not master. If I would have been master, then I could control my anger. But I am not. I am servant of anger. I am servant of lusty desire. So I am servant. But this servitude should be transferred to Krishna. That is perfection lamplight. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena ninmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruttama. That is bhakti. And if you are situated in that transcendental position, bhakti, then you can understand Krishna. Bhakta mam abhijanati. Not by so-called speculation. No. That is not possible. Otherwise Krishna would have said, by jnana, by yoga, by karma, one could understand me. Krishna says, no, clearly. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Javana jaschami tatra. If you want to know Krishna as He is, then you have to accept this process of bhakti. And that bhakti means sarvapadhi vininmuktam. You should not consider yourself. So this Krishna consciousness movement is actually, factually, the movement for unity of the whole world. And that is actually beginning. It is actually being happened. All classes of men, from all groups of men, all religious societies or nations, they are joining this movement. They are joining. Actually, there is the possibility. The United Nations could not unite the nation. But if you push on this Krishna consciousness movement, all people of different dimensions, of different nations, different religions, they will join. That is required. So otherwise, we are in the moha, illusion. So it is the business of Guru to dissipate this illusion, darkness, and enlighten the student to the real light. Ajnana timirandasya, jnananjana salaka. Chakshur militam jena tasmai si Guru. He is Guru. Thank you very much.